Amnon and Tamar by Elmer Weeds. After King David's affair with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, discord beset David's reign. Feigning illness, David's eldest son, Amnon, requested that Tamar help nurse him to health. Making investigations, the king discovered Amnon's love lust for his half-sister, and his request a foolish strategy devised by David's nephew, Jonadab, permitting Amnon to seduce or rape Tamar. Fearing the evil that the prophet Nathan prophesied out of the king's own house, David devised his counter-stratagem, sabotaging his eldest prince's chances, dispossessing and deposing their father and king, searching his shepherd's pouch of tricks, David found the perfect stone and spun his sling. And cunning David said to his daughter Tamar, treasured by all the princes, Amnon desires you feed him cake. Seek out his intentions, I approve. Tamar stood beside Amnon's bed, gently lifting crumbs of cake to his lips. And Amnon grasped Tamar's wrist and pulled her to him. And she struggled and said, stop this nonsense. Speak to the king, for he will give you my hand. But being stronger, Amnon had his way with her and, like a whore, told her to leave. Tamar's brother Absalom, the other princes, and King David were very angry when they heard all these things. When all the princes were drunk on wine at a party at Absalom's house, David's second son, Daniel, killed Amnon, and Absalom became heir to King David's throne.